Now, when you look to the future, and do you believe that the younger generations, how are you going to get them interested? Are they interested? And what do you see for the future of farmers and ranchers here in Oklahoma?
It's a tough deal, because if you don't inherit a bunch of land or have a bunch of them oil well jacks going up and down or submersible pumps down in the ground, it's just really, really tough to make it. They've got loans now for young farmers and things like that, but land prices are getting out of sight. There's land, for instance, up in, well, all over the country, but the highest prices are up in Iowa, Illinois, and Ohio, and you can read in the Progressive Farmer where that stuff's $8,000 an acre. You go to figure that up. Price of commodities like wheat, corn, that ground up there be basically corn and soybeans, and they're pretty high right now. But if you pay that kind of money for land, and you got to go out there and buy you at least $100,000 tractor or more now, and the combine a few years ago cost $80,000 to $100,000. I don't even know what they are now. So it's a really tough deal. Cattle prices are up. They're good, the best I've ever seen. But everything you've got to buy, from medicine to feed to hay,
water.
Yeah, now water's a problem. It's just a tough deal.
But you know, there's a lot to be said about those of you who live in the farm and you came from these early settlers. George Sr. or Jr., who wrote this, that we've referred to earlier, writes this: the honest, home-seeking men and women who largely made up the population of the early settlers were courageous, ventured from comfortable firesides to establish new frontiers. And, you know, my grandparents came from Norway and came over here to settle, and they had some of that same spirit that we've been talking about here today, how much we admire that spirit. Mm-hmm. And then he writes, when it comes to superior merit in the field of human endeavor, record the fact that Oklahoma boys and girls rank high, if not first, in the field of athletics, stock judging, 4-H club, and future farmers organizations. Also, the state schools, colleges, and universities rank among the highest of the nation. Personally, I'm proud to have been an adopted son of Oklahoma, and I believe in the future welfare of the state.
And that's still true today.
Yes. Yeah.
You know,
it's very true.
We can make headlines every day in... We have in athletics or our judging teams, and Oklahoma FFA is one of the strongest in the United States. So I don't know how he figured that out back in those days, but it's still true today.
In the 30s, he was writing that, I believe, right?
Strong stock.
Yeah. And, you know, you have, Darryl, because of your farming, you were Farm Family of the Year, I believe.
That's
for several years. Mm-hmm. You were Oklahoma conservationist at one time.
Yeah, I won. We won a county award for conservation efforts.
Payne County Expo head, head of the fairgrounds.
Yeah, I've been chairman of the Payne County Fair Board for probably 20 plus years, and. Also chairman of the Payne County Premium Sale, which has been a pretty successful endeavor to a lot of 4-H and FFA members in that county.
Fair Board president for Payne County?
Yeah.
So not only have you been good to the land, you've been good to the community as well. So you'd be congratulated on that.
Thank you.
Yes. You know, I'm not going to read it all here, but you saw the... and heard the commercial that Paul Harvey did for the Dodge trucks and Chrysler.
Owe it to the farmer.
And on the eighth day, God looked down on his planned paradise and said, I need a caretaker. So God made a farmer. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that we don't know who wrote this, but Paul Harvey produced it on his show back in the 70s originally, and then it was played. But I'm quite certain Let me just read one paragraph that you will nod to, but maybe have a comment to. God said, I need somebody to get up before dawn and milk cows and work all day in the fields, milk cows again, eat supper, and then go to town and stay past midnight at a meeting of the school board. So God made a farmer. And when I'm reading that, that just relates to everything you've said here today.
Yep.
You can nod your approval.
Yes.
It's all true.
Yeah.
Yes. That was a great, great commercial. I think the first time I heard that was during the Super Bowl, and I was just in awe that they actually played it. I felt like they were paying a big tribute to farmers. And
yeah. Yeah. Because I like to read. I'm going to read one more here because I think you'll relate. I need somebody with strong arms, strong enough to rustle a calf, yet gentle enough to deliver his own grandchild. Somebody to call hogs, tame cantankerous machinery, come home hungry, and have to wait for lunch until his wife is done feeding and visiting with the ladies and telling them to be sure to come back real soon and mean it. So God made a farmer.
That's all true. And when I heard that, I listened to every word, and everything he said in that
was right on, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. It was just right there. And yeah. If you think about it hard enough and give enough thought to it, it just about bring tears to your eyes.
Yes.
It did.
I can understand that. I think I did when I first heard it.
Yeah.
Because you've performed a lot of work here on the farm, and I want to thank you both for visiting here today. And this will be heard by generations to come, and they'll probably shake their heads even presently and say, wow, how did people live through all that? But you did, and you're strong stock, and you passed it on to your children as well. So thank you, Nancy. Thank you, Daryl. Appreciate it very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, John.
You've spent
really
a lot of...
appreciated you taking the time and getting this story out there.
Absolutely. Yes. My pleasure.
Yes.
I got it.